Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, how about Brandon Ayuk? Speaking of the West Coast, the San Francisco 49ers. Bang, there's award-winning radio for you right there, Doran. The 49ers draft the wide receiver out of Florida, 31st overall. Pearsall, whatever his name is. Really good, explosive player out of Florida. Man, it kind of leads you to believe that Brandon Ayuk could be available, like really be available. And that was reported leading up to the draft. The Steelers reportedly interested in Brandon Ayuk. But Mike Silver, who writes for the Chronicle out there, he tweeted this out last night. Based on my conversations with other teams, the 49ers are now more likely to deal Deebo Samuel than they are Brandon Ayuk. Stay tuned. He wrote a column as well, Mike Silver did, and he's one of the longest tenured best NFL beat writers going, Doran. He tweeted out, with the 31st pick in the NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select ...
Mm-hmm.
So he believes that one of these two guys is going to get dealt, and he believes it's more likely that it would be Deebo Samuel. Well, the Steelers wouldn't be giving up their first-round pick for either one of those guys, which means I would like it more because I said I wouldn't do that. Would you still try to make a trade for one of these guys? What might that look like, and who do you like better?
Yeah, I was going to actually flip that back on you. Who do you like better? But I guess I'll just answer it. Yes, I would. I mean, especially if it's a future second, I definitely would. And I would probably I would take Deebo Samuel, just knowing how Arthur Smith operates. He's used Cordero Patterson in multiple ways. He likes to use players in different roles. He used Jonnu Smith as a running back, as a tight end, as a receiver. I think that you would add Deebo Samuel as a weapon at OW, an offensive weapon, and I think that just adds to the arsenal of Arthur Smith, and you could do so many different things. I mean, if you watch Deebo Samuel, at least just last year, I mean, there's times where he'll have, 30 yards rushing on five carries, and he'll have 70 yards receiving and two touchdowns.
He had 225 rushing yards last year. He's a wide receiver. They let him touch the ball 37 times at the running back position.
Right.
He had five rushing touchdowns, Doran.
Could do so many things with him, and that just adds to your offense, and he would be a very valuable weapon. I don't even know if you would say he's a number two. He would just be a number one weapon. Not the number one weapon, but a number one weapon for the Steelers. So for me, I probably would try to make a deal for Deebo Samuel. How about you?
Everything you're saying makes a ton of sense. When you think about how Arthur Smith used Cordero Patterson before, Deebo Samuel is that guy on steroids, man. The issue for me is you're going to have to pay either one of these guys, right? So you got to trade. You trade for him. You're going to have to give up something significant in return, and then you have to pay them. And while I do think Deebo Samuel is a jack of all trades, and he is that owl, that offensive weapon, OW, he's also 28 years old. And Brandon Ayuk is younger. Brandon Ayuk is, I think, a better receiver. I think that's what this team needs, plus the age factor. I think I would go Ayuk over Deebo Samuel. I do. What do you think? 412-928-9370. We'll take some calls on that coming up in a moment. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, @_AdamCrowley, at Scorin Doran. I mean, I wouldn't be upset if Deebo Samuel's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Right.
Not at all.
It's a win-win if you could pull off a trade for either one.
Mm-hmm. And they drafted a receiver. I mean, this is the worst kept secret in the NFL. Yeah. They're not going to have all three of those guys next year. Parasol and then these two guys. They're not going to do it. If Cincinnati had drafted a wide receiver at 18, I would have thought, T. Higgins, they're going to move on from him, or at least they're guarding against what it's going to look like next year. San Francisco drafting a receiver 31st overall is so telling, man. It's just so telling. And then you got to trust a guy like Mike Silver saying he thinks Deebo Samuel can be moved. I would still not like to part from next year's first round pick. If you could do it for next year's second, and maybe I would do this year's second in a third for one of these guys. I want to hold on to my first round pick, but I would do that in a heartbeat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.